Chapter 19. Pollard, a midshipman, shooting, no sooner said than done. A pretty aim. The Frenchman falls dead upon the poop. The spectacle seems now to become enveloped in smoke, and the point of view changes. Scene 3, the same. On board the East Center, the bowsprit of the French Admiral's ship is stuck fast in the stern gallery of the Anti-Sima Trinidad, the starboard side of the East Center, being shattered by shots from two English three-deckers which are pounding her on that hand. The poop is also reduced to ruin by two other English ships that are attacking her from behind. On the quarter-deck are Admiral Villeneuve, the flag captain Magendie, Lieutenants Dodignan, Fournier, and others, anxiously occupied. The whole crew is in desperate action of battle and stumbling among the dead and dying, who have fallen too rapidly to be carried below. Villeneuve, we shall be crushed, if matters go on thus. Direct the Trinidad to let her drive, that this foul tangle may be loosened clear. Dodignan, it has been tried, sir, but she cannot move. Villeneuve, then signal to the hero, that she strive once more to drop this way. Magendie, we may make signs, but in the thickened air what signals marked? 'Tis done, however. Villeneuve, the editable and victory there, they grip in dying throes. Something's amiss on board the English ship. Surely the admiral's fallen? A petty officer, sir, they say that he was shot some hour, or half, ago. With dandyism raised to godlike pitch he stalked the deck in all his jewelry, and so was hit. Magendie, then fortune shows her face. We have scotched England in dispatching him. He watches. Yes. He commands no more, and Lucas, joying, has taken steps to board. Look, spars are laid, and his best men are mounting at his heels. Villeneuve, ah, God, he is too late. Whence came the hurl of heavy grape? The smoke prevents my seeing, but at brief whiles. The boarding band has fallen almost to a man. 'Twas well assayed. Magendie, that's from their Emeraire, whose vicious broadside has cleared poor Lucas's decks. Villeneuve, and Lucas too. I see him no more there. His red planks show 300 dead if one. Now for ourselves. Four of the English three-deckers have gradually closed round the East Center, whose bowsprit still sticks fast in the gallery of the Anti-Sima Trinidad. A broadside comes from one of the English, resulting in worse havoc on the East Center. The main and mizzen masts of the latter fall, and the boats are beaten to pieces. A raking fire of musketry follows from the attacking ships, to which the East Center heroically continues still, to keep up a reply. Captain Magendie falls wounded. His place is taken by Lieutenant Dodignan. Villeneuve, now that the fume has lessened, code my biddance upon our only mast, and tell the van at once to wear, and come into the fire. Aside, if it be true that, as he sneers, success demands of me but cool audacity, today shall leave him nothing to desire. Musketry continues. Dodignan falls. He is removed, his post being taken by Lieutenant Fournier. Another crash comes, and the deck is suddenly encumbered with rigging. Fournier, there goes our foremast. How for signaling now? Villeneuve, to try that longer, Fournier, is in vain upon this haggard, scorched, and ravaged hulk, her decks all reeking with such gory shows, her starboard side in rents, her stern nigh gone. How does she keep afloat? Bucenter, oh lucky good old ship. My part in you is played. I must go. I must tempt fate elsewhere, if but a boat can bear me through this wreckage to the van. Fournier, our boats are stove in, or as full of holes as the cook's skimmer, from their cursed balls. Musketry. Villeneuve's head of staff, de Prigny, falls wounded, and many additional men. Villeneuve glances troublously from ship to ship of his fleet. Villeneuve, how hideous are the waves, so pure this dawn. Red frost, and friends and foes all mixed there. Can we in some way hail the Trinidad, and get a boat from her? They attempt to distract the attention of the Anti-Sima Trinidad by shouting. Impossible, Amid the loud combustion of this strife as well try hollowing to the antipodes. So here I am. The bliss of Nelson's end will not be mine. His full refulgent eve becomes my midnight. Well, the fleets shall see that I can yield my cause with dignity. The Isenter strikes her flag. A boat then puts off from the English ship Anchor, and Villeneuve, having surrendered his sword, is taken out from the Isenter. But being unable to regain her own ship, the boat is picked up by the Ars, and the French admiral is received aboard her. Point of view changes. Scene IV, the same. The cockpit of the Victory, a din of trampling and dragging overhead, which is accompanied by a continuous ground bass roar from the guns of the warring fleets, culminating at times in loud concussions. The wounded are lying around in rows for treatment, some groaning, some silently dying, some dead. The gloomy atmosphere of the low beam deck is pervaded by a thick haze of smoke, powdered wood, and other dust, and is heavy with the fumes of gunpowder and candle grease, the odor of drugs and cordials, and the smell from abdominal wounds. Nelson, his face now pinched and wan with suffering, is lying undressed in a midshipman's berth, dimly lit by a lantern. Dr. Beatty, Dr. McGrath, the Rev. Dr. Scott the chaplain, Burke the purser, the steward, and a few others stand around. McGrath in a low voice, poor Ram, and poor Tom Whipley, have just gone. Dot, Beatty, there was no hope for them. Nelson, brokenly, who have just died? Beatty, two who were badly hit by now, my lord, Lieutenant Ram and Mr. Whipley. Nelson, ah! So many lives in such a glorious cause. I join them soon. Oh, where is Hardy? Will nobody bring Hardy to me none? He must be killed too. Surely Hardy's dead? A midshipman, he's coming soon, my lord. The constant call on his full heed of this most mortal fight keeps him from hastening hither as he would. Nelson, I'll wait. I should have thought of it.
Presently Hardy comes down. Nelson and he grasp hands.
Hardy, how goes the day with us and England? Hardy, well, very well, thank God for it, my dear lord. Villeneuve their admiral has this moment struck, and put himself aboard the Anchor. Some 14 of their first rates, or about, thus far we've got. The said is center chief. The Antaana, the Editable, the Augwu, the Antisima Trinidad, San Agustino, San Francisco, Eagle, and our old Whifger too, we've grappled back, to every seaman's joy. But now their van has tacked to bear round on the Victory, and crush her by sheer weight of wood and brass. Three of our best I am therefore calling up, and make no doubt of worsting theirs, and France.
Nelson, that's well. I swore for 20. But it's well.
Hardy, we'll have em yet. But without you, my lord, we have to make slow plodding do the deeds, that sprung by inspiration ere you fell, and on this ship the more particularly.
Nelson, no, Hardy. Ever 'twas your settled fault so modestly, to whittle down your worth. But I saw stuff in you which admirals need when, taking thought, I chose the Victory's keel to do my business with these braggarts in. A business finished now, for me. Good friend, slow shades are creeping me. I scarce see you.
Hardy, the smoke from ships upon our windward side, and the dust raised by their worm-eaten hulks, when our balls touch them, blind the eyes, in truth.
Nelson, no, it is not that dust. 'Tis dust of death that darkens me.
A shock overhead.
Hardy goes up. Honor two other officers go up. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.